I remember the lights reflecting off the metal slide of the gun. My stalker lowered the gun to my husband's head at arm's length as Ben turned around and saw him and tried to duck his aim. The roar of gunfire filled the room. Ben fell to the floor. People started screaming and scattering, trying to get out of the restaurant. My stalker then stood over Ben and continued to fire 6 more rounds into my husband. I was watching this in complete horror, disbelief, and helplessness. He very calmly put the gun back under his jacket and walked through the door into the pool table room, like he was just going to walk right out of the restaurant without anyone knowing he was the shooter. As soon as he turned the corner brick wall into that pool table room and there was a barrier between us, I ran to get my husband. I did not learn until later that Ben's killer had been tackled as soon as he turned that corner by a United States Marine, Todd, who happened to be in the crowd. A group of men formed a pyramid on top of the shooter while Todd took the gun from him. The murder weapon was taken to the back office and secured. The barback started kicking at Ben's murderer, trying to hit him in the face until Todd told him to stop. He was unintentionally striking the guys trying to hold Ben's murderer down. These men held down Ben's murderer until the police arrived. Todd may very well have saved my life that night, as it would have been easy for Ben's killer to pop around that corner and shoot me also once I got to Ben. Ben was lying on his left side, facing away from me as I approached him. I was praying that he was still alive. A few people ran up with me, and we turned him over on his back. It was at that very moment that the room and what was going on faded out, and I realized my husband was dead. There was blood all around my husband's head. I knelt beside him, and I remember hearing screaming over and over again. At some point, I realized that screaming was coming from me.